Your life is not a true reflection of your potential. You have greatness within you. There's more in you right now that's being reflected by your life right now. You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
So if you resist change, you're resisting life. If you want an unchanging life, there's one beautiful place where nothing changes. That's your grave.
In order for us to begin to break into that level of greatness that we have within ourselves, you have to make a conscious choice every day to expose your mind to positive messages.
It's time for you to be the hero in your own journey. Your future is unwritten, and you have the power to change.
Work ethic is part of the equation if you're unhappy. If you're trying to get out of something that you're not thrilled about, the extra reps in the gym matter. The extra studying at night matters. And the extra hours working on your thing matter.
So when you look at yourself and you look into the future, what do you see? What do you see yourself doing differently? Who will be with you? Who will be around you? Will it be a life of contribution, a life of adventure, a life of excitement? What will be different about you? Whatever you see, it's important that you take responsibility to become the kind of person that can produce those results.
We shape, rethink, reposition ourselves. Where do you want your life to go from here?
Now, if you're in trouble today, a crisis is in your head. Now, that's the bad news. The good news, you can change the crisis by changing what's inside your head.
Now, in most cases, what it takes for us to shift and make that move is a crisis, is a trauma, is a diagnosis. And something inside us comes alive that was often dormant. When called to something, we can do great things.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. And that's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses.
And there's no question that what is happening in the world right now is going to be very challenging. And my challenge to every single one of you that is watching this is to stop for a moment, rethink, reposition, reshape. What do you want the legacy of your life to be? This is the pivotal point where the world is almost forcing you to change, forcing you to look at life with a fresh pair of eyes. When we look at human beings, we can look at them from many different ways. People are always really into what's right and what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, and to see things from a more holistic point of view. Because it's only when we can step back and look at things with a fresh pair of eyes that we have the power to change. And I don't think there's ever been a more important time for you and I to stop and look at life with a fresh pair of eyes and re-evaluate. Well, we're all made up of the same thing, and we're all made up with the ability to do things. But the thing I want you to really think about is, where is your life going? Because if we really look at the secret source of life, the magic that you and I have, it's that activation energy. It's the spirit within all of us that when called to something, that we can do great things. Because if we know that something is going to be difficult, when it is difficult, we don't give up. And science shows this, where you have two groups of people who want to lose weight, one group thinking it's going to be easy, one group thinking it's going to be hard. When the group who thought it was going to be easy came across some difficulties, came across some unforeseen circumstances, came across some obstacles, they gave up. But the ones who thought it was going to be difficult, when they came across that challenge, they knew that was going to happen. because they knew that the obstacle is the way. And this is what I want all of us to wake up to. If you want to be in the movie of your life, which you are right now, you are in the story of your life. And if we're not careful, all we're going to do is repeat what we did yesterday. You might have heard that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And history has an incredible pattern of repeating itself unless we change. Now, there have been many wise people that have lived on earth, and one of them, you might have heard of him, his name was Mahatma Gandhi. And he said, we should be the change that we wish to see. And most of us don't wish anything in the future. We just wish we weren't where we are now. Dr. Stephen Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, the second habit is to begin with the end in mind. And most of us don't stop to think about the consequences of our actions. I remember many years ago reading about studies of people that were put in what's called fMRI machines. They put them in these machines and they would ask them a series of questions. One of the questions was, think of yourself. And then they'd see a part of the brain that lit up. Then they asked, think of a stranger. And they'd see another part of the brain light up. And then they'd ask, think of yourself in the future. When people were asked to think of themselves in the future, the part of the brain that lit up was the part that was associated with the stranger. It means we do not identify with the person in the future. All we identify with is us now, and what our identity is our past. Your life is a story. Your life was probably quite traumatic. You grew up in a world where you had to fit in. You were programmed to fit in. You were programmed to be like everyone else. You were programmed to be accepted. And what did that do? Well, that gave you a whole load of insecurities and doubts as you started to question who you were. And then on top of that, maybe you had some traumatic experiences in your life that compounded that. And it was Mark Twain that said, when you find yourself erring on the side of the majority, step back, look at what you're doing, and reconsider. We know that people don't change when we tell them what to do. We know that people change when their perspective changes. The question I want to ask you is, what do you want the next chapter of your life to be? Do you want history to repeat itself? Because if you do, you're not going to have to do very much. There is a gap between where we are and where we're going. There is a gap between being born and dying. What we do in that space is up to us. I heard not long ago that hell is coming to the end of your life and meeting the person you could have become. And one of the reasons we see so many people in the world today struggling, feeling frustration, doubt, envy, anger, depression, is they know that they're not being who they're capable of being. In most cases, we are scared and frightened to follow our bliss. We are scared to do what others don't do. We are scared to walk our own path. You see, in your life, when you grew up, just like me, we had to conform. We had to be like everybody else. Until I got to an age where I started to question, I don't like being like everyone else. I want to be myself. And when we be ourselves, we choose our own path. We don't walk someone else's path.